Senator Ayotte.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ms. Barra, you described the situation with the duplicate parts, the duplicate ignition switches. One had the defect, one didn't. However, the same part number was kept. And as I understand that, that happened, the part was actually approved by the chief engineer in 2006, and that it was the redesigned ignition switch was put at some point into the model during the 2007 year. And you've described that as an unacceptable practice. You know, I have to say, when I look at this situation, particularly the fact that there's indications that GM may have known as soon as 2001 about the problems with the ignition switch, the fact that there would be two identical parts, and in other words, one's defective and one isn't, and that you didn't change the part number, strikes me as deception. And I think it goes beyond unacceptable. I believe this is criminal. And I guess my question to you is, have there been any other instances where GM actually is changing a part and fixing a defect and keeps the part number the same? Because this to me, is not a matter of acceptability. This is criminal deception.